Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yeah, in the studios, we're supposed to be on remote today. But if you know what the term snafu means in the military, I'm just going to say snafu. Mechanical problems and all different types of things this morning. So we're back in our studios this morning, celebrating Veterans Day, and it'll be no difference except it's like 40 degrees warmer in here than it is outside. But good morning and welcome to the show. Linda's on assignment this morning, and I have Jared, though. Jared, good morning. What's the weather look like, buddy?
Good morning. All right. Today is going to be mostly clear with a high of 61, a low of 32. Tomorrow is going to be partly sunny during the day with a chance of rain Thursday night with a high of 58 and a low of 39. Rain is likely on Friday with a high of 51, a low of 40. Rain also, we have a chance of rain on Saturday with a high of 60 and a low of 40. So, rain. I'm excited.
It's good. What's the temperature right now?
Oh, this says 29. I'm not sure if that, how accurate that
no,
is.
No, I think that's pretty close.
Oh, okay.
In my truck this morning, it was 30.
Oh.
So, yeah, that sounds pretty right. So the weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And during the month of November, the discount you already are getting by being a veteran, he's going to increase by 10 cents a gallon. Yeah, so you get kind of like a double discount for the month of November with Shasta Gas Propane. Give him a call at 365-3793. Also, 7:07 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Care and Compassion Community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, and it is Veterans Day. And what is Veterans Day? And by the way, Robert Burke's with me, but he's sitting here patiently because he has nothing else to do today since all the schools are shut down.
Yep.
But what is Veterans Day? You know, Veterans Day started off as Armistice Day, and it was on the 11th hour of the 11th of the 11th day of the 11th month that it was first came about. And it was to mark the armistice signed with the Germans to end World War I. And now it's for honoring all military veterans and who have served in the United States Armed Forces. It coincides with other holidays, including Armistice Day and Remembrance Day, which are celebrated in other countries that mark the anniversary of World War I. It's distinct from Memorial Day, of course, which is a U.S. public holiday in May. Veterans Day celebrates the service of all U.S. military veterans, while Memorial Day honors those who have died while in military service. A lot of people mix that up. The original resolution of June 4th, 1926, that had annual proclamations calling for the observance of November 11th with appropriate ceremonies. In 1945, World War II veteran Raymond Weeks from Birmingham, Alabama, had the idea to expand Armistice Day to celebrate all veterans, not just those who died in World War I. He led a delegation to General Dwight Eisenhower, who was, of course, at that point, the President of the United States. And he led a national celebration in 1947, Mr. Weeks did, and annually until his death till 1985. And they presented a bill establishing a holiday through Congress and on May 26, 1954. And it had been 8.5 years since Weeks held his first Armistice Day celebration for all veterans. And they amended the bill on June 1st, 1954, replacing Armistice with Veterans. And it's been known as Veterans Day ever since. Now, a lot of people use this as a holiday, of course. The Marine Corps, for so long, we figured that they had Veterans Day, which is a holiday, after the day after the Marine Corps ball. So we could use that whole day to recover from the Marine Corps birthday celebration and also to find our Marines that may have wandered away. after during the birthday celebration while they were celebrating. But anyway, veterans, happy Veterans Day. And for everybody else, this is a day to remember what veterans have given to our country. The many that are out there right now on the walls protecting us, the ones who fought through all of our wars, and you know, so many to try to name, it's almost impossible. I think the whole world has had like 21 years of peace throughout its history. But right now, in the global war of terror, we still have Marines and sailors and Coast Guard and soldiers and airmen out there in Afghanistan and some in Iraq, but in places all over the world, willing to put their lives on the line. So today is Veterans Day. I'm here with Robert Burke. And Robert, what does Veterans Day, you're a young man in high school. What's Veterans Day mean to you?
Well, for a while it was a day off of school, but now it's kind of just like a way to look back and realize all of the courageous acts that men and women have made over the past, you know, hundreds of years serving to keep us free and keep us safe. I did not actually know that it had a tie to World War One or Armistice Day, but learning that recently, and then learning it even took another 20 years after that, I believe, to make it a national holiday in 1938 or something like that.
Yeah, but I was just reading here is that it was earlier on it was to be a holiday, but then for Armistice Day, and it was Armistice Day for a long time until that gent in 1948.
Yeah,
started saying, "Hey, this should be for all of our, you know, should be for all of our veterans," and he led it until to his death. He would lead a Veterans Day celebration in Alabama until his death in 1985. So, yeah, this is the day to honor veterans, and there's the best way. What do you think the best way is to honor a veteran?
Just thanking ones you know.
I'm sorry.
Just thanking ones that you know.
Yeah. That's it.
Texting or calling.
Yeah, you see these older gents walking around with, you know, Korean War veteran or Vietnam War veteran, or they have hats that say retired this, retired that. Just going up and saying thank you for your service is a big thing. So this is your chance today to do that. There's also going to be veterans out there selling poppies, and or a little flower. Little red symbols of poppies, and that money goes to help veterans. So you'll see that in a lot of different places today. So if you might want to spend a dollar and get yourself a poppy. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break. And by the way, I'm inviting any of my veteran friends, and I invited a number of them to meet me down at Crown Motors, which, by the way, really supports veterans. And so I still want you to come by, but come by the studios. We have coffee and donuts, and who knows, we may be able to even take a small toast to each other today on Veterans Day. But we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number, who is having a Veterans Day sale that not only for the non-veterans, but also special deals for veterans, too. And there's on sale is the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. You can save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base through Wednesday. Exclusive offers also available for military members. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. You can head on down to our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center and go on in there, lay down on one of those beds, and see just what they mean when they say that you can adjust it to your perfect setting. My Sleep Number setting is 45. Linda's Sleep Number setting last night was 55. You can adjust it every night so that you sleep the best that you'll ever sleep. And that's its Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of these. Abba, Abba.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567 if you're a veteran or a family member of a veteran. Give us a call and tell your veterans thanks today. Of course, that was the U.S. Army song, their standard. They've changed it a little bit. I don't think they've changed it from using it from all forces to except from the artillery. But this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health and Institute's fully accredited chest pain center, quality for strokes. The Joint Commission for has said it's an advanced primary stroke facility. Says it's outstanding and certified, one of the highest rated hospitals for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and It has the Da Vinci surgical robotic system, which means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Robert Burke, and we're going to do some movies and stuff. I will give you some, you tell me what you're looking at, and I'll tell you some of the best war movies that people could look at today. How's that? In my humble opinion. Okay, so what have you got today, Robert?
Well, first I wanted to thank you, because I said I would thank all the veterans I know today. So thank you, Carl, for
you know
your
what?
Service.
It is an honor to serve this country. But thank you very much, young man.
Mm-hmm. So this week saw some pretty significant movie news drop. That was what I was going to mainly cover. First and foremost, there's a situation, I think you probably know about it, with Johnny Depp that's going down right now.
Is Johnny Depp toast now? I mean, they've got him for abuse of his wife. I mean, the things that were said during this trial, mm-hmm. and this was a defamation trial, I think.
Right. Well, the trial was technically not even involving him and his wife. It was him trying to sue a newspaper for using the term wife beater when referring to him.
Right.
And the case went so bad, not only did the newspaper deem that was okay, they deemed that it was probable that what the newspaper had accused Depp of was true.
The court did.
Yeah.
Yeah, the court said, yeah, you did that. Because his wife, Amber Heard. But the things that she did were also quite disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean disgusting.
Yeah. And as a result of it, he was fired off of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which was the new Harry Potter movie. They had made two of them. They were going on to a third. And, of course, he was playing Grindelwald, who was the main villain of the whole story. He was going to be the main villain across all five movies that they were making.
Uh-huh.
So seeing that happen was pretty shocking. In terms of talks right now, they're talking about replacing that role with Mads Mikkelsen, who...
Oh.
He's a pretty well-known actor, and I mean, he fits the part pretty well. He can play a menacing bad guy. He's done a lot.
Yeah, he's been in a number of movies. He was in The Polar, and but he's been in a number of movies playing the bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's a, what, Norwegian or Scandinavian?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, he's
some
a Scandinavian,
Nordic country.
Right. Yeah, good actor though.
Yeah, he's very good.
So they're
going to
replacing Depp then.
Yeah, and I believe
that's a multi-hundred millions of dollars that Depp just lost.
Yeah, and I believe it was Warner Brothers came to Johnny Depp and asked him to step down, because technically they signed a contract with him that he was going to be in all five movies.
Right.
But he said, "Okay, I'll step down," because I think he didn't want to cause any problems or any discomfort on set or anything like that, so he made the decision to step down.
Well, he could have said, no, you can fire me, though.
Well, if they fired him, it would have been hundreds of millions of dollars
That's a contract that they would have had
to pay. So,
well, you know what? I don't know. Is Johnny Depp finished?
I really don't know. I mean, it's hard to recover from something like this. You know, Harvey Weinstein never did. And
But Weinstein, they got for rape.
Right, it was a different thing.
This thing with him and his wife was based on a lot of drug and alcohol induced. Not that that's any reason for spousal abuse or anything like that. But Weinstein had a long and perverted career of destroying young women or trying to.
Yeah,
so,
and also
it's a little bit different
with the alcohol with Johnny Depp. I don't know if you know this, but he did an article with Time, I believe it was, and in the article he was talking about his addiction to wine, and it was estimated during the time that they shot the fifth Pirates of the Caribbean movie, he was spending up to $30,000 a month on wine alone, and how much he was consuming every single night. And considering you're consuming that much money worth of alcohol...
Well, yeah, but $30,000, okay. You know, to you and me, that's an awful lot.
Yeah.
But you can buy bottles of really good wine. This isn't $2 Chuck he's buying.
Yeah.
You can buy $2,000, $3,000 bottles of wine. And, I mean, that adds up quick. But if he's into the $150 to $300 range, that's a lot of wine.
Right.
$30,000 is a lot of wine to drink and consume. A lot of people will pay that much money and keep it because it's like an investment. So, okay, what else you got?
Also this week, saw a pretty big piece of news. So, for a while, there's been this war between AMC and Universal over shortening the release date window and shortening the amount of time between when a movie comes out and when it can be released on streaming. Considering how few movies are coming out recently, it's looking like the only big Thanksgiving film is going to be the new Croods movie, Croods: A New Age, which said that they were only going to release in certain theaters on November 25th and then later drop on streaming, I think, December 18th or 25th in time for Christmas. So, with that, a lot of the big studios, a lot of the big movie theater studios said that they were not going to distribute it, that they were not going to put it in their theaters because that was going to shorten the window. Cinemark this week came out and said that they would be willing to shorten that release, that length of between when a movie comes out and when it's dropped on streaming services, mm-hmm. from 90 days to 17 days for case-specific movies. Now, we also saw, I think, probably in the middle of this year, we saw AMC make a contract with Universal for a 17-day release window. Mm-hmm. And while Cinemark is obviously a move made as a result of the pandemic, and it's not anything super serious, it still is a little bit concerning that we're starting to see theaters moving that way a little bit, because movies will not be making as much money with 17-day release windows as they would with 90.
No,
you know?
Of course not.
Yeah, because you can just wait and watch it at home.
17 days, yeah.
Yeah, and that's not a bad time at all. So, and also this week, in terms of release schedule and the rest of the year, there were two movies that still had their release dates planned in September, in December, one of which was Free Guy, which was a Ryan Reynolds comedy, and another of which was Death on the Nile, which was a murder mystery type film that were set for the 11th and the 18th, respectively, and both have moved into 2021. That means the only big movie left in 2020 is Wonder Woman 1984, which is set to come out on Christmas Day. And there's a lot of conflicting reports on if people think it's going to come out or not.
Well, you know, if this thing keeps exploding COVID like it has around here in Shasta County, you're not going to have anybody go to the movies.
Right.
They're not going to risk it.
That's the problem.
They can't even have their whole family over.
Yeah.
And, you know, at Christmas or Thanksgiving. So, yeah, you know what? They ought to just write this one off like we did when we couldn't have the Marine Corps ball yesterday. We just said, no, we're not going to try and piecemeal it. We're just going to just put this year in the books and start working on next year.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Best war movies.
Best war movies? Oh, one of my favorites is Paths of Glory by Stanley Kubrick.
Uh-huh.
Do you know that one?
Is that the one where they pick one person, or they pick three people to be killed in a firing squad?
Yeah, I believe so. With Kirk Douglas.
Yes.
Yeah,
yep,
that one's really good. That one stands out to me.
And they were punishing. They couldn't punish everybody, so they did like the Romans used to do when they decimated. They would take one out of every one in ten of soldiers and have them executed for cowardice. It didn't make any difference who you were. You were just one of those ten.
Also, 1917 is another really good one. That was last year. That one.
Saving Private Ryan.
Of course.
Is always in that group. Mm-hmm. There's one that you probably haven't heard of. But it is it's a propaganda type film during World War II. It's called Bataan. And it's starring Robert Taylor and a number of other people. But you had African-American, Hispanic, the kid from back home, you know, all of these were in there trying to hold a bridge against the Japanese. It was made like in 1942. So it was right after the war started. And it was filmed mainly on a set, big sets, with the jungle and everything there. But mm-hmm. that is a pretty good movie. And it's about fighting against the Japanese. And I tell you what, there, you know, the hatred of this country against the Japanese back then was incredible, and it just poured out over these films. So that's another one. If you ever get a chance to find it, I don't even know if you can still find it. I recorded it one day years ago.
Yeah.
So it's called Bataan. All right. What's another one?
Another really good one, of course, is Apocalypse Now, the Francis Ford Coppola one, which recently had its final cut come out. I don't know if you heard about that.
Oh, I've seen, well, I've seen the director's cut, so is there another one?
There's another one. He made a final cut just a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Well, 3 hours long. See
that. You know, and you can, I mean, there's parts of it that are, will never be forgotten. You know, I love the smell of napalm in the morning, Charlie Don't Surf, all of these. So, well, thanks a lot, young man, for being with us today. And Mandalorian is now playing.
It is. I'm excited for episode 3. See where it goes.
See where it goes. We watched it last night, the second episode. There's a whole lot of things on our all the different streaming channels that you can get into. And isn't it funny? You know, it's like I see all these memes about Netflix. I've been looking for a movie for 6 hours on Netflix and can't find one out of 12,000 movies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you think, you know, but I'll skip over hundreds of movies looking at it thinking, nah. Do you do that? Or do you just kind of like,
usually,
oh, no, they're all good?
Usually I never find myself searching through. I usually have a certain movie in mind and then try to find it somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Robert, thanks a lot.
Of course.
Happy Veterans Day.
Yeah, happy Veterans Day.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come right back with one of our local guys here, Dave. We'll be right back.
Especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Any way you want it, the way you need it, any way you want it.
Welcome back. So Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, November 11th, Veterans Day. And a big shout out to all of our veterans and for everything that you've done for our country. We're supposed to be at Crown Motors this morning, but we did not. We had a mechanical problem. If you're in the military and I say snafu, you will understand why. 7:35, it's like 30 degrees out there. So kind of in a way, it's not too bad not being out in 30-degree weather. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She's been helping veterans since 1993. Of course, also families, seniors, and business owners. But she's got a special place in her heart for veterans. Judy Maxwell does. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Give her a call at 221-0441. I'm here with Dave Cockrell. Dave, good morning.
Morning.
U.S. Navy.
Yes. I served with practically all the armed forces, so I understand the Marines and the Army and the Air Force.
You understand Marines?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I'm not sure Marines understand Marines.
No. Well, anyway, and you were talking about your favorite movies. Yes. I hate to say this, but my favorite one was The D.I. with Jack Webb.
Well, you know what? The D.I. is a movie about Marine Corps boot camp at Parris Island. It was made in the 50s. And I swear that... There's changes, of course, in boot camp since the 50s, but it is still, I mean, it is right in there about sand fleas at Parris Island.
That was my favorite part.
Oh, my gosh, sand fleas at Parris Island, and you'd be standing at attention, and, you know, God help you if you moved because the sand flea was biting you, it was crawling into your nose or into your eye. You don't move. You just don't move because... You give it away your position. You just got everybody killed. Where are you? And then they would discuss your ancestry and, you know, whether you're a male or a female at that point. And yeah. not that would make any difference because, I remember that. Sands of Iwo Jima with John Wayne.
Oh, now that, but, you know, for some reason I like that Jack Webb and, was it a male or a female flea? That really got me.
That was it. Was that a male flea or a female flea? A male flea, sir. Keep looking. Hey, one of the things that you brought in today was a fistful of flags.
Yes, I usually give out through the American Legion about almost 2,000 flags during the parade, Veterans Parade. We're not having it.
Yeah, that didn't happen this year.
Yeah. And if you had been at Crown Motors, like you said, I understand the problem. I would have brought you a box of about 144 to give out instead of just the 12 that I brought in.
Well, I'm going to give these out today as people are walking by. Hopefully, you know, that they'll take them and keep them. I'll give one, of course, to Jared and the rest of the people in here. So they'll have their
flags. I still have a box out in my car if you want me to bring that in.
So if you'd like to get some flags, these are miniature flags, the kind that you actually put on grave sites for veterans.
Well, actually put the larger ones.
You put the larger ones on it, but you could do these. Or as we do here, we could put the flag up like we used to.
Yeah. Normally, they were passed out during the parade to the civilians or veterans.
Anybody that wanted it.
Yes.
So tell me about your time in the Navy.
My time in the Navy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How much time do you have? I mean.
I've got 7 minutes.
Well, I was not attached to the Marines, but my experience in Marines was from being E2 all the way through the E7. No, I wasn't a hospital corpsman. I was communications. But I had involvement with the Marines all that time. And then being in Vietnam, I had two Marines escort me into the war zone because I had to deliver a message to the Admiral. And then my favorite one story, and I have a lot of stories about Marines. My favorite one is we're playing flag football, and we're playing against the Marines. And The right guard said, I can't stop this big Marine. And the other one said, left guard said, I can't stop this one. Well, I was the center, and I could hike it about 20 yards and with a lot of steam behind it. So I told him, the right guard, you pull, and you two take out this left big Marine, and I will deal with this other big Marine. So we did, and we've actually beat him, and this Marine, of course, you can't see it on other than me, but he comes up to me, and he looks down at me, and he says, you did good. And I look up, and I says, I did? He says, yeah, does my name mean anything to you? No. So doesn't Madden mean anything to you? So yeah, the coach of the Raiders. He says, that was my uncle, and I played professional football for him. You did good. So I thought that was pretty cool that a Marine, actually, professional football said I did good, me being an amateur person. So, wow. Yeah, that was my best story about Marines.
Well, you know, when you'd go out there, we'd be playing, rugby against the Navy in the Philippines. And those are some bloody games. And then at the end, everybody, goes, drinks beer and, hugs each other and all that. But during the scrums out there, it was bloody. Mainly because we didn't really know what we were doing. did know that you're supposed to knock somebody down.
Is just as rough as tackle, but you don't have the equipment.
Yeah, that's true.
And then later on, as an E-7, I used to go on Liberty off the ship with the Marine. I can't remember his name, but that's who I went.
Now, did you retire from the Navy?
Yes.
Okay.
A little over 21 years.
And how'd you get to Redding?
I bought property in Redding when I was stationed here with the National Guard. Everyone thought I was a recruiter. I wasn't. I was actually an instructor for the Naval Reserve.
Okay.
And so I bought property here in Redding, and then after I retired, I just moved back to Reading.
Now, you are in a number of different organizations here.
Oh, yes.
Okay, let's start with the American Legion.
American Legion Post 197, and I'm with the VFW, DAV, the Korean. I'm on the Korean because I honor my wife, who was Army for 9 years, and she actually was in Korea.
So wow.
I associate with them. And then you were talking about poppies, real quick history.
Yes.
Poppies are normally given out as a memorial during May because, that's in honor of those that have given their life. And it's by a donation. Now, it started out by the poppy lady, and I'm not – I didn't review this.
Uh-huh.
So 1918, just before the war game ended, she was reading the poem in Flanders Field, and it really affected her. So she wrote her own poem, and she became known as the Poppy Lady. And so for years, she tried to get a veteran organization to sponsor it. Finally, the American Legion Auxiliary in, I think, Georgia, 1920, supported it. And then that same year at National, the American Legion Auxiliary took it up. And that was a memorial poppy. And she actually had poppies started in France, England, I think Australia. They call it a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in honor of those that have served and given their all. And it's by donation. And the VFW, they were giving it out last week. And that goes into the relief fund. It's for veterans.
Mm-hmm.
The American Legion is the same thing. It goes into for veterans. It's also those that are serving. But it's the poppies are made by veterans, disabled veterans, so they get funds from that. And then when we purchase the poppies, they're delivered to or they are put out, and it's by donation. So you can give a dollar. An idea is we want you to wear the poppy during May in memory of them. So if you can't give anything, we'd just rather give you the poppy, at least American Legion, so you wear it in memory of.
Okay.
So that's a little bit of the history on the poppies.
Well, you've been we're always looking for people that want to join these organizations.
Yes.
And like in many organizations, we're getting older.
Yes.
And trying to get our younger people involved in it.
Or
are we having luck with that?
I probably get in trouble a lot of veterans organizations. I want a veteran to join an organization because that is a voice in California and a voice in Congress. if you do not join or you're not a voice
part of that,
they'll take away some of your benefits. One of the examples, I am a person that the Congress tried to take away a benefit, and if it wasn't for the veterans organizations, I would have lost that benefit. It wouldn't have hurt me that much, but I know others, it would have devastated them. And I don't disagree what their theory was, but it was just the idea. I knew that it would devastate. And if you don't want to, if you want to protect your benefits, which a lot of these veterans have deserved them, you need to belong to a veterans organization. I like to have them check out which one you like. If you go into one and check into it, like the American Legion or the VFW, the DAV, I stay away from some of them. The biggest one is the American Legion. That's the one that has the biggest voice in Congress.
And the other thing, too, is if you when you fill out, a lot of times you fill out paperwork, you know, to for one of the benefits that you've earned. And the American Legion and a couple other organizations will be kind of there to help you herd it through.
Yeah, shepherd it through. We do a lot of adjudication. If you look at the county service officer who does claims, a lot of times they'll pick a veteran organization. I call it the power. They're the ones that they will go fight for your benefits. And if it gets disapproved by the VA, which is just like Social Security, they'll disapprove whatever they can. You know that from World War II, the atomic bomb. Okay. Well, American Legion, I can say this for the American Legion, they're the ones that adjudicate. They'll go to fight for your benefits. So that's why, one of the reasons why. And if you're a voice in one of these veterans organizations, that helps support. You, our dues, American Legion or VFW has different dues, but it's only once a year. Like post 197, our dues is $40. Well, that $40 is a voice in the state, voice in the Congress, plus the funds that we get, the small port we get, we put that towards our programs. And I always ask, you know, you hear that Shasta County supports veterans. So I ask, what does Shasta County, what do the veterans do for Shasta County? Well, we don't really sit there and, you know, hit our bandwagon what we do. Yeah. But we do Boy State. That tells, that sends boys to learn about government.
Right.
So that's a good program. And we do other programs in the community. We do street cleaning. We also, but we don't go out there and broadcast what we do.
Just do it.
We just do
like
it.
Like most veterans.
Yes.
Don't say anything. We're here with Dave Cockrell, and Dave is talking about the American Legion, the VFW and such, and brought by some flags. If you want a flag, come on down today. A small flag. So thanks for coming by today, buddy.
All right. Well, you know, you've righted. I have to now probably go to Crown.
We'll gather them up and bring them back, will you? They're all down there going, where is he?
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I did send an email.
I was supposed to meet someone there for that wanted to join our organization. Plus, I have the commander of our post going to show up to say hi.
Jeez.
So, yes. So we'll anyway,
we'll have him come by here. I got another hour open.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thanks
Carl.
A lot. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Home Helpers. Reading Home Helpers is one of the people, believe it or not, that really helps veterans. Sharon and her amazing caregivers. But if Sharon finds out that it's a veteran, she immediately lets Celestina Traver with the Shasta County Veterans Service Office know about this, and saying, you know what, he might be eligible for some benefits, aid in attendance, and a number of other benefits that veterans have earned due to their time in the service. And right now, Sharon's looking for some more amazing caregivers. She's expanded her business during this COVID, and she's looking for some really, really good people to join her team. For more information, give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back. 7:49 in the morning, 31 degrees out there. 31 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Mississippi, she's calling my name.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information, 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 0094-0100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
The Lung Affair is a nonprofit organization that raises public awareness about lung cancer as well as implementing smoking cessation programs within the community. The Lung Affair was started and is supported by Pace Cancer Center in 2008. Money generated through this program is then allocated for smoking cessation and lung cancer awareness programs in Shasta County, including education programs for elementary, middle, and high schools. We also create public service advertisements about the dangers of smoking and have them placed at numerous area bus stops with wide visibility, as well as on the sides of robber buses. Due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, our event this year will be held as an online raffle posted on the Pace Cancer Center Facebook page. There will be 3 gift baskets available for raffle, and tickets will be available at the Pace Cancer Center. In addition, you can also donate to this fundraising event. Tickets are now available and will be available till 4 p.m. on Wednesday, November 24th, and the raffle will be drawn on Monday, November 30th. Help us help our community. Pace Cancer Center and the Lung Affair.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. And my apologies to Crown Motors and anybody that's going down there. I've sent out emails and tried to cancel everybody from going down there. Obviously, it didn't work. We are here in the studios due to mechanical problems we were having this morning. So we're in here celebrating Veterans Day. It's 36 degrees out there. It was 29 when I was first rolling around this morning trying to get some stuff working. It's going to go up to a whopping 61 today. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where discounts for seniors and veterans. And during the month of November, Chuck and Judy Kenny are giving an additional discount to our veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Usually there's places you can go to that support our veterans, and they will have discounts or even meals. And around here in Redding, You can look at Applebee's. It says a free meal from a limited menu today. But in the purple, I'm not even sure. You can't even go inside. So you might want to check out some Little Caesars, IHOP, Olive Garden, Logan Steakhouse. Free meal today from 3 to 6 p.m., but it doesn't say again. I think in the purple tiers, there's no indoor dining. Is that correct?
Maybe on paper.
Oh, yes, that's true. On paper, you're not supposed to. You might want to check with them. Starbucks, a free tall coffee. Let me see. Red Lobster, 10% off. Denny's, build your own Grand Slam all day today. Wiener Schnitzel, free chili dog. Outback Steakhouse, 15% off entire check. Subway, 10%. Lumberjacks, 20%. Veterans Meal. Final Draft Brewing, 15%. Mary's Pizza Shack, 15%. Suburama, 15%. Reading Ultimate Pizza, 15%. Recalendars, 15% off and a free slice of pie with purchase. Humble Joe's, 10%. Woody's, 10%. Cottonwood down at the Roadrunners Grill, 10%. 7-Eleven, free coffee or a big gulp. And Black Bear Diner, free meal between 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. And there's others out there, so you might want to check on that. The COVID, and I'm going to start here with the COVID. It's exploding, my friends, in Shasta County. Exploding in Shasta County for so long. We had, we were enjoying very, very low numbers. And in the last few weeks, things have really, I can say this, has gotten out of hand. You've got 27 people hospitalized, the largest amount of people we've had hospitalized ever for COVID. I had a total of 111 new cases on Sunday and Monday, 54 men, 57 women. Over the weekend, I think Friday, they had like 100-something. They had 100 cases on Friday. So Friday and Saturday is like 147. We have really gone into the widespread tier here. Total confirmed cases, 2,700 in our county out of 72,000 tests. 34 people dead. A number of negative tests Sunday and Monday were 860. But what I'm saying is that when it's our rate here has gone up to 10.4 to 20.2 daily cases per 100,000 residents, which really exceeds the purple tier limit of 7. So, and our positivity rate also increased from 4.1 to 6.1. Now, whatever you say about COVID, we know people, friends that had it, and they did everything right. They did everything right. They didn't even go out or anything. Socially distanced, wore masks, washed their hands. And the husband went to a gathering, a yearly gathering, of friends who did the same thing and brought home the COVID. Gave it to her, as did several of the other husbands. So there right there is a little spike all there by people that followed all their rules until that one meeting they had. Nothing's going to make you perfectly safe from getting this. The vaccine is supposed to be coming out maybe by next month, with it going probably to healthcare workers right away. But I'm seeing estimates that the vaccine will be ready for everybody by around April, have enough cases or have enough doses for everybody. And I know there's a lot of people out there saying this is all BS. This is all BS. I know one thing is when I have a doctor sitting across from me that says, I had 4 people die. I was doing everything I could. They wouldn't have died if it hadn't been for COVID. Yeah, underlying conditions, yeah. But they'd have still been alive. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As the Trump campaign pursues lawsuits aimed at dispelling uncertainty over the outcome of the presidential race, in the House, it looks like Democrats will retain their majority, although in the wake of the election, it will be a razor-thin plurality.
Democrats clinched the majority in the House late Tuesday after the Associated Press declared three winners. That assures the Democrats at least 218 seats in the 435-member chamber. Democrats went into Election Day hoping to boost their 35-seat advantage in the House by as many as 15 seats. But with some races still uncalled, they haven't defeated a single GOP incumbent. Mike Crossia, Washington.
With COVID-19 infections on the rise, number of states tightening restrictions designed to inhibit the spread of the virus. In Nevada, Governor Steve Sisolak says while he doesn't want to impose more restrictions, his state is on the edge.
We're walking a tightrope between maintaining faith services, commerce, and recreational activity, and protecting lives. Our public safety frontline workers and our health care infrastructure.
The governor appealing to residents of his state to change their behavior now. 136,000 new coronavirus cases reported in the U.S. yesterday, with close to 62,000 hospitalizations. 49 states reporting increases in the number of infections. President Trump is visiting Arlington National Cemetery on this Veterans Day. The president taking part in a wreath-laying ceremony, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Florida's Gulf Coast is getting ready, preparing for Hurricane Eta. Landfall expected as soon as tomorrow morning, near or just north of Tampa. On Wall Street, stocks narrowly mixed. Right now, the Dow is down 1 point, while the NASDAQ is up 155, the S&P 19 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build the bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Neville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Hong Kong's pro-democracy lawmakers have resigned en masse following a move by the city's China-backed government to disqualify four pro-democracy legislators. The BBC's Stephen McDonnell is in the Chinese capital.
Today here in Beijing, the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress handed the Hong Kong government the power to disqualify any local politicians seen as showing insufficient loyalty. Within hours, four pro-democracy politicians were expelled from the city's mini-parliament, the Legislative Council. Alvin Yong, Dennis Kwok, Kwok Kake, and Kenneth Leung were a danger to national security, according to a statement from the Hong Kong government. In response, the entire pro-democracy bloc will tender their letters of immediate resignation tomorrow.
Smog enveloping Pakistan's cultural capital of Lahore, prompting officials to warn that tens of thousands of residents risk respiratory disease and eye problems. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Pennsylvania postal worker who garnered Republican attention over allegations that officials tampered with mail-in ballots in the swing state has recanted his claim.
The House Oversight Committee announced Tuesday that Richard Hopkins went back on his assertion that a postmaster in Erie, Pennsylvania, told workers to backdate ballots mailed after Election Day after he was questioned by a U.S. Postal Service Inspector General. Those claims have been widely touted by Republicans and were at the heart of a letter from South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham to the Justice Department urging it to open a federal probe. Attorney General William Barr subsequently gave the green light for prosecutors to investigate credible allegations of voting irregularities and fraud. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Business travel might never look the same after the coronavirus. Consulting firm McKinsey & Company says it took international business travel 5 years to recover from the 2008 recession, but this time the ease of video conferencing could put a permanent dent in corporate trips. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, November 11th, 2020, it's Veterans Day. 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's here at the helm with the weather.
Good morning. It is currently 37 degrees today, or right now. Today, it's going to be a high of 61, a low of 32. Tomorrow, it's going to be partly sunny during the day and a chance of rain at night with a high of 58, a low of 39. On Friday, rain is going to be likely with a high of 51, a low of 40. And on Saturday, we have a chance of rain with a high of 60 and a low of 40.
Okay. The weather report's brought to you. Rain. Finally, rain. I thought it was going to rain this last weekend, too, and the range. But luckily, it cleared when we were down there. But the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And during the month of November, they're giving an additional discount to veterans. And you give them a call at 365-3793. Good people down there that take care of their customers. And, yes, on every Veterans Day, I'm usually down at Crown Motors, but today, because of mechanical problems, I am not down there today. We want to give a big shout out to Crown Motors for their willing participation in this. And this one came down to just, it wasn't going to happen this morning. And my apologies to the people. Some of them went down there already and came by here, to be on the show. And I am welcoming all veterans to give a call in, or people that just like to thank veterans, just give us a call at 605-4567 or stop by the office here. Stop by our studios and come on the air like Dave Cockrell did. And we're giving out American flags, small American flags. If you want to stop by here and get, I've got about, I think you said 140 of them in a box that they usually give out during the Veterans Day Parade out at the city of Shasta Lake. That was also canceled. All our Marine Corps ball last night, of course, was our birthday ball. The ball itself was canceled. We celebrated the birthday as best we could, as Marines all over will do. Dave brought in a bottle of Jack Daniels. So if you want to come down and toast Veterans Day today at the 11th hour, at 11 o'clock today, here in the office, we will toast Veterans Day. So, 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. Originally, it was Armistice Day. So come on by today. Things that are happening, and we talked about places you could go to get fed. However, they're all purple and shut down, but maybe they're not all shut down. You may want to stop by your favorite places and see, have they really shut down? Are they trying to, are they still keeping the red tier rules where you're having 25% to 50% into restaurants like that? Yesterday, we went down to Country Kitchen, and I was looking for my Marine Corps birthday meal of SOS, and they got close to it. They got close to it. I want to thank Lynn Moss for making it special there. You can't have SOS without having Tabasco sauce. It's just one of the things. And it wasn't quite the kind you get in the Marine Corps, and it was more of a sausage, gravy. But you know what? It was close, and it brings back those memories where SOS was a meal, if you ate it in the morning, would last you most of the day and sometimes into the next day. Okay, who is the president right now? It's President Trump. Is Biden the president-elect? According to numbers, according to the media, the numbers right now, In the media, he is the president-elect. However, there's been a lot of pushback. There's been numbers. They're still counting. They're going to recount in Georgia. There's counting, and they're picking up more and more ballots. There's hundreds of stories of malfeasance. However, the Trump campaign has had, I think, in three states had their request for ballots being recounted, or and it's disrupted, has been those cases have been thrown out. Now, what happens if as they keep going, that with the in Nevada? Because they're still counting there. They've called it for Biden. They've called Arizona for Biden. And yet Real Clear Politics, one of the major news organizations, which is pretty unbiased, because they, you know, you'll see articles from both sides in this, and there's no editorializing it. They just pull articles. And if they have an article pro-Trump about the economy, they'll have another one that is anti-Trump, why the economy is not getting good. So you can figure out any types of articles are in there. Now, their polling was like everybody else's. It was way off. But they have pulled Pennsylvania and Arizona out of Biden's column. At least that was yesterday. I don't know what it is today, which takes him under the 270 votes.
I heard they never actually had called it for him in the first place.
Oh, Real Clear Politics?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they may not have called it for him. Now, and they probably wouldn't, unlike Fox, CNN, MSNBC, and all the rest of them that did. But they have since then have pulled those numbers out of Biden's column, and he is not the president-elect, according to Real Clear Politics, which, like I said, it's a pretty unbiased source of news. Now, the other thing you keep hearing people talking about, have you heard about this new website or new social media site, Poser? Is it Poser?
Not on social media, I wouldn't know.
Okay. That people are migrating from Facebook because Facebook has turned into an editorial type of social media platform, where if they don't like what you're saying, they're going to put either pull it from the platform, or they're going to, you know, say that, well, this isn't true according to their fact checkers, and then you have to rely on who their fact checkers are. Twitter has completely gone over the side from being a social media platform to a publisher, because they are editorializing so many tweets on this. So, you know, this is going to be interesting. In the Senate race in North Carolina, the Democrat who had a large lead into like 3 weeks ago and then was discovered that he was having multiple affairs out there. And that hit the news. Multiple affairs, and he just conceded the race in North Carolina to the Republican, which makes the Republicans have 49 senators have been reelected. So now the two in Georgia, because they're having a runoff in January, and you think there's been money spent so far. Wait till you see that January one. You know millions of dollars are going to be pouring into Georgia on advertising. This would be a good time to have a radio station down in Georgia. The only thing you'd have to do is just open the doors, and you're going to make enough money for the rest of the year, TV station or a radio station down in Georgia, with these two senators being going up for in the runoff, two Democrats, two Republicans. It'd be interesting to see what happens. Georgia used to be a solid red state, as did North Carolina, as did Virginia. Texas, of course, they were completely wrong about Texas when they said, oh, Texas has a real good chance of turning blue. Again, these pollsters, the pollsters that keep putting out for weeks and months that Biden was 10 points ahead across the country and had a, you know, that they were tied in Texas, and I mean, just went on and on and on, which kind of is a way of suppression of votes. If people think, well, gosh, you know, it's a losing cause. Well, most of the people do not fall for that. And And Biden, if the election holds and if he becomes president, has got a big job on his hands. We're going to talk about that when we come back. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. A great place to go Christmas shopping, and it's go in there and see Rebecca or Henry. Estate jewelry, Native American jewelry, a selection of jewelry that's outstanding. And if you want to design something, a special something for your loved one, they can help you with that and then build it right there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:15 in the morning, 36 degrees out there.
Especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
The Lung Affair is a nonprofit organization that raises public awareness about lung cancer as well as implementing smoking cessation programs within the community. The Lung Affair was started and is supported by Pace Cancer Center in 2008. Money generated through this program is then allocated for smoking cessation and lung cancer awareness programs in Shasta County, including education programs for elementary, middle, and high schools. We also create public service advertisements about the dangers of smoking and have them placed at numerous area bus stops with wide visibility, as well as on the sides of robber buses. Due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, our event this year will be held as an online raffle posted on the Pace Cancer Center Facebook page. There will be 3 gift baskets available for raffle, and tickets will be available at the Pace Cancer Center. In addition, you can also donate to this fundraising event. Tickets are now available and will be available till 4 p.m. on Wednesday, November 24th, and the raffle will be drawn on Monday, November 30th. Help us help our community. Pace Cancer Center and the Lung Affair.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. No, we're not down at Crown Motors this morning. And again, a big shout out to Crown Motors and Steve and the rest of the gang down there for offering us a spot down there. But mechanical problems in the old term FUBAR and snafu rolled into this morning. You know, I was working fine yesterday. This portion of the show, and this is a place that never has a snafu, and it's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Decades in the business, nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Jeff Wurst has does not take chances with the safety of your family. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix that. If he can't fix it, he will tell you that. He's not going to waste your time or money. He's a man of integrity and very good judgment. He's located at 3208 South Market Street. You can give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. And he is a veteran. This is a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now, what's Biden facing? If indeed the election holds up, and I'm not saying it is, but if it does, the Democrats thought that they were going to just sweep Republicans out in this election. It, of course, did not happen. Dramatic election failures by the Democrats to gain control of state-level legislative seats carries a resounding message that they had counted on victories that the public wasn't buying into their very progressive pitches that would essentially ban private health insurance, increase taxes, open borders, strangle fossil energy production, and dismantle long-standing constitutional institutions like the doing away with the filibuster and packing the Supreme Court. Not even the hundreds of millions of dollars from Silicon Valley and Wall Street were enough to establish that blue wave that Democrats said was going to happen. McConnell won. Susan Collins from Maine, who everybody thought she's got no chance, won. Joni Ernst in Iowa won. And Lindsey Graham, they spent over $100 million trying to defeat Lindsey Graham. And they won by strong margins. Not they didn't eke it out. They beat him soundly. Senator Graham's opponent had just herself was $57 million, a new record. Okay, as it now, the Republicans will hold control of the Senate with that possibility that runoff may make it a, will make it close. And then in the event of a split 50-50, the vice president, whoever that is, will be the tiebreaker. Now, the GOP knows they're going to have at least seven new representatives in the House of Representatives and possibly up to a dozen. Nancy Pelosi is in trouble. She's running again for the Speaker of the House, but she's going to get a lot of pushback this year. Democrats also failed to pick up a single new chamber in any of the states or governorship. In fact, Republicans flipped the governor in Montana and both legislative chambers in New Hampshire. New GOP state house majorities broadly rejected progressive government's policies. Democrats took a particularly harsh an overdue beating in Illinois, losing four state House seats and a state Supreme Court justice in a retention election for the first time in history. They overwhelmingly rejected progressive tax referendums that party leaders have been counting on to hold up the fiscal house of bad cards, including unsustainable union pension obligations, rising property taxes, shrinking economic base, and the entire country's worst state credit rating. Now, you can take a look at California and look at the same thing. At what point are people in California going to say, this is unsustainable, and the Democrats just keep passing larger taxes, more taxes on us? That Prop 15 failed. But that was a way to gain billions in new taxes from people. So the House Majority the Democrat from South Carolina, Jim Clyburn, said he warned his colleagues, if we're going to run on Medicare for all and defund the police, socialized medicine, we're not going to win. And they didn't. And the don't ever say socialism again, said Abigail Spanberger, a Democrat from Virginia, who appears to have nearly fended off a challenger for her Virginia congressional district. Don't ever say socialism again. If the party continues moving left, then in 2022 we will get a effing torn apart I love this. So this is what Joe Biden is facing. It is not a mandate. If he continues, you know, if this election, if the numbers hold up to after they've been contested, which President Trump has the right to do, if you remember, Al Gore was the president-elect for 30 days until they ruled on the fact that no, those things don't count. You never can tell. It's not over. It's not over yet. But if Biden's election does hold up, this is not a universal mandate. They have to take a look at what happened in this country, the flip-flopping of houses, the gaining of congressional seats, all of this. And this was the people linked to Trump. The people have said, no, we are not looking to defund the police. We are not looking to have Medicare for all. We're not looking to pay for the student loans off and forgive all the student loans, which means somebody has to pick up that cost. They're not looking for that. So what is Joe Biden going to do that first day? He said, well, I've got my pen. I'm going to issue all these executive orders. I'm going to do away with we're going to bring back the Dream Act. We're going to stop the construction on the wall. We're going to do all of these things. Now, construction on the wall, let's talk about that. We're in the middle of a pandemic, and it's re-rising its head. It's starting to explode all over the place, as we have seen right here in Shasta County. Do you want to have open borders? Think about this. When's the last time you heard anybody say open borders? I think it was the day we said we had a pandemic in this country. Oh, well, maybe we should be able to control our borders. Maybe we should be able to keep people from coming in here that may have COVID. How many hundreds of thousands of people racing from their country because they can't get the care they needed for COVID would come racing to the United States? Think about that. That's what an open border is. It's not just to control illegal people coming in here illegally or terrorists or drugs. Think about that in a pandemic. And say we have the, we get the vaccine. Now we're going to be providing that vaccine worldwide as other places that are they're also coming up with their vaccines. But how many people would have come across that border if we had not been able to control it? There have been things from the AOC side of the party that says, no, it's because you weren't progressive enough. I think that she has not seen the writing on the wall. However, the squad all got reelected. Every one of them, without too much of a problem. I mean, you heard things. Oh, yeah, we've got a chance here. No, they lost. So the squad is back in there. And, in fact, it picked up one in Missouri that they're going to add to the squad, number six, a lady from Missouri. And so is there a progressive wing that's going to be pushing Joe Biden? Absolutely. When I've said before that Kamala Harris was considered the most liberal senator, somebody said, prove it. Well, I went back and I found two or three different articles that said the way she voted, her idea for Medicare for All stopped just at doing away with private insurance, but putting restrictions on private insurance. Her comments on the Second Amendment are just off the wall totally. But Joe's are not far behind her. But this is let me point something out, that now if you're going to start going after people's firearms and start making them illegal again because of a feeling, not because of facts, there's going to be pushback that way. And his constituents, they're going to be running in 2 years, or not his constituents, but his party that's running in 2 years, you don't think the Republicans are going to be pushing it? Everything that Joe wants to end, including your right to own a semi-automatic firearm, yeah, not just rifles. He also said pistols were weapons of war. I heard him say it on one of the sound bites. Pistols were also weapons of war. So these are all things that Joe Biden is going to be facing, including probably a Republican Senate, a much larger Republican vote in the House of Representatives, even though that they hold the majority, the Democrats do, and a Supreme Court that finally has people on there that are constitutionalist as opposed to being thinking that the Constitution is a living document. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, dedicated group there, all local, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. They're here to help you move your dreams forward. Two locations here in town at 1845 California Street, 192 Hartnell Avenue, and the O'Reilly Shopping Center. And, of course, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. When we return, I've got Dr. Doug McConnell and a proud veteran of the 101st. Airborne, except they're air mobile now. We'll be right back.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection. Snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can a child within my heart rise above?
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's the final days to save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed, now $1,799. Plus special financing ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Well, I'm
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yeah, we're not down at Crown Motors where I said we were going to be today because of mechanical problems, and I had to come back in here and use all of our equipment here in the studios. My apologies to everybody down there, including Crown Motors, who has been supporting us, and our salute to the veterans for 6 years in a row now. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It is, of course, Veterans Day, 8:35 in the morning. We've talked about Veterans Day earlier in the show, and we've had veterans on, and I've got another veteran with me here. But this portion of the show is brought to you by a veteran-owned business, Estate Granite. It's been modifying, I don't know if it's modifying or designing and installing custom granite and granite marble,
kitchen tops,
bathrooms, everything. And that's Mike Huber, veteran run, veteran owned, with an attention to detail like you haven't ever seen before. He works by appointment only, so give him a call at 241-STONE. That's estategranite.com. Okay, I'm here with Dr. Doug McConnell, who is on his way down to be there while they crack a chest. Yep. Or something like that down at Shasta Regional. he's got all his little scrubs on, and he's got his American flag head.
Surgical scrub hat.
Yeah, scrub hat, but it looks like a Harley Davidson.
Durag.
Durag. Yes, it does.
Official.
And your official 101st Airborne, even though they're not airborne anymore.
They're the Pathfinders.
Okay. But now they're all air mobile.
Air assault. Yeah. Helicopter.
Thank you for your service, everybody.
Well,
you were a doctor in the service.
I was a surgeon attached to the 101st Airborne for 2 years. Yes.
Well, my whole family is veterans. And then, of course, my parents, my uncles, my aunts, all of them were in the service. And then all my cousins, all of us, were in the service, except Rebecca. But Rebecca, of course, is a big supporter for veterans. All of us were in there. My brother-in-law was a doctor in the Navy, and he went to the 30-day officer school that the Navy has, where they make sure they have uniforms that they can wear, and they teach them how to salute and everything.
And
for you, though, it was more extensive than that, because you stayed on active duty a long time.
No, reserve, actually. Yeah. Initially commissioned the reserves, but by the time I finished my residency training, they just brought me right to active duty.
Yeah.
And they were the doctor shortage was severe, so I was just sent directly to the division.
Uh-huh.
Never went to charm school.
Oh.
So I met a Master Sergeant Cottle waiting for me as I checked in, and I already outranked him.
Uh-huh.
But I knew that I didn't know a lot. I didn't be a major. But, and he took me under his wing. We became fast friends. And he said, you and I have got a lot of work to do. I'll turn you in. And I said, you turn me into an officer, and I'll provide the surgical backup our team needs. And it was boot camp with a fire hose. He was a special forces operator and actually the head of the training team there. And so my job was to train the medics. One of my jobs was to train the medics that were attached to the special forces group that was there. And they are very high end medics. They do amputations. They learn.
They're like physicians' assistants, aren't they?
Well, yeah.
They
pull teeth. It's really. I mean,
they're out there. You know, special forces works with indigenous populations. They'll put a team out there to train them how to fight, train them how to take care of themselves. But they also provide medical assistance to the people that they're with out there.
And the 12 man squad, and they were all men then. Basically, are often in places where you don't call it what we call a dust off, you know, a medical helicopter. They're up in the hinterlands, in the jungles. They're designed to move as a 12-man team into places way away, so they have to be very medically self-sufficient. Two of the 12 guys are trained as very high-end medics, and it was really from that training that today's PA was defined by the military,
okay,
and then grown into civilian life.
Well, it's amazing. We had at the Air Force Base in Kirtland, we ran into a physician's assistant. And it turns out, and he was looking at Jennifer, our daughter, then, and she was like six. It turns out that he was there when he was in the Navy before and was there when she was born.
Oh, really?
In her medical records, was his signature.
I'll be darned.
And here you see her 6 years later
as a treating,
as a treating, yeah, as giving her shots for school and all this. And you know how, you know, talk about a small world and something like that. He says, you know what? That name sounds familiar. And he's looking through the book and goes, yep, that's me.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. Hey, we were talking about in China right now, the Chinese Communist Party is attempting to erase the Mongol Emperor Genghis Khan from Chinese history. And Khan founded the Mongolian Empire in 1206. It was the largest contiguous land empire in world history at its peak, spanning roughly 9 million square miles of territory from the Pacific Ocean in the east to the Danube River in the west. And during his reign, the Mongolian Empire posed a serious challenge to China's powerful Jin Dynasty. And now they are slowly but surely eradicating Genghis Khan from the Mongol people.
And the cultural and ethnic pride.
Language. Yeah. Everything is, because the Chinese are the Han. It's the Han Chinese. And they want to do away with this. They want to do away with the Chinese history. And under a communist rule, they can do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, they own the schooling and the programming of the personnel, and they,
yeah.
So, in truth, in most, in my opinion, totalitarian and particularly communist and socialist countries, the first thing you undo is the structures that identify culture, like take down the church, destroy regional ethnicity, and replace all that with almost a religion called communism. The Nazis did that as well.
Yeah.
They moved into Czechoslovakia and Austria, immediately assumed that was all German, and destroyed anything that might have been uniquely Czech.
Well, they had
portraits. And they replaced their religion. Their head of their religion was Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, portraits of Genghis Khan and slogans promoting Mongolian culture have been replaced with portraits of characters of Han Chinese history and slogans promoting Han culture, and including the History Museum of Nantes, France, canceled a long-planned Genghis Khan exhibit after the Chinese Cultural Affairs Bureau demanded that the museum alter the exhibition's title, removing the words Genghis Khan, Empire, and Mongol from it. So, you know, here they are, a communist country, eradicating the past, a large, important past of this country, including the ethnic, ethnic complexities of the Mongolian people. And then we look at ripping down our statues because we don't agree with what they stood for 100 years or over 150 years ago, and doing away with our history. And people were going, yes, but it was because of the Civil War and they were espousing slavery. True. Genghis Khan, though, was probably not the nicest guy in the world and used to make pyramids of skulls. Yes. They're doing away with the history of this whole ethnic culture, where we're trying to do away with names of army bases, streets, statues, paintings, trying to eradicate it out of the history of universities. Of
right.
Raymond Lee University.
And unless you understand, I mean, there are historians of the Civil War, unless you understand the root of the Civil War and the people that got swept up in it, or much as like understanding how did Germany become Nazi, those are lessons on future societies. But if you don't understand past history, you're due to repeat it and make the same mistakes. So I can understand people's sensitivities, but those same mobs that took down statues, also destroyed the statue of Frederick Douglass, which is probably one of the finest and most educated individuals in the United States. If you've ever read his writings, he was a remarkably gifted man. But Frederick Douglass is a pillar of the African-American slave population standing up and saying, no, we are capable of all this. And he actually asked, he didn't want any help from the white men. He said, just leave us alone and we will do fine. But he was a very famous guy, and yet they, in the mob, and that's the problem with mobs, they had no idea who they were tearing down. They teared down one of the individuals that should be elevated in
he fought against
American history.
Yeah, he was a abolitionist. He was he fought in the war, was a hero in the war, and yet he got, you know, again, mobs.
They didn't know. Mobs go crazy.
Mobs are, by definition, violent groups of people that have come together for this, for some reason. And back in the old days, it was for lynching. Now it's for destruction. Anyway, I've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. But I want to talk about what you think about what's happening in our country. Here, okay. In the next 12 minutes, Doug. And I know you're getting...
We
unless you have
hours.
To run...
No, I'm fine.
Yeah, okay.
I'd be here. I'd love to.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I was at yesterday. Got my Marine Corps haircut yesterday. Not quite Marine Corps, but it's, you know, in other words, I don't have a high and tight. But it is a medium short. It's a great place to get a haircut. It's a veteran-owned business. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can get them at 244-9478. Set up an appointment. Everything there is absolutely safe. Disposable drapes over you, you know, wearing masks, the whole thing. And it's a great place to get a haircut. And once COVID goes away, even though they work on appointments, it doesn't mean you can't get in there 30 minutes early and catch up all your reading and listen to what's going on around town. Cypress Square Barbershop, the only place I've had a haircut and since I've arrived in, up here in Redding in Shasta County, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Medicare. Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information, 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 0094-0100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for them? I have a $600 down here, now 10, and now 25, and now 35, and now 50, now 60, will they give me 60, now 75, 75, another $85 on the bottom there.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I guess this was appropriate, I guess, for the election down in Georgia. It's a raffle. Or it's an auction down there, and you get who's going to bring in the most money, who's going to sell the fact that this is the way the country's going to go in the Senate if you elect this group or you elect that group. Good morning, everybody. 8:51 in the morning. It is Veterans Day. Yes, we are supposed to be down at Crown Motors, and my apologies to Crown Motors and if anybody went down there. We had huge mechanical problems, and we are here in the studios, and we have addressed the mechanical problems, and they are being fixed as we speak right now. So, but it is Veterans Day, and this is a day that we remember our veterans that have served our country. It's not the ones who have died. That's Memorial Day. This is just for all of our veterans who have served, and there's millions out there. And, you know, somebody wrote in there that said on the chat room and said something to the effect that one of our shows, the Denny Gillum Show, which is Frontlines of Freedom, that somebody had said, oh, no, you know what, that was our job. You know, you don't have to thank us. Well, I disagree totally with that. If I see a veteran, I always try to thank them for their service, because I know what they sacrificed. I know what their lives were like, probably. And for the older ones, when they left for World War II, some of them didn't come back for 3-4 years back to the United States. That doesn't happen anymore. They went on and stayed on. I have another veteran with me, Dr. Doug McConnell, who is on his way down to Shasta Regional. He's a heart surgeon. He's going to go down today and be there when they crack a chest.
Morning. Morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being with us. Oh. Hey, Doug, we're looking at the future of our country. And some people say it was, you know, probably one of the most important elections in the last 100 years since Lincoln was reelected during the Civil War. I think we have a country that has 71 million people voting for the president of the United States and 74 million, at least those are the numbers that we have right now, who voted for Joe Biden, who has been, you know, anointed as president-elect by the media, but not so fast. They're still counting, and there's still court cases going on here.
It is difficult time. I wish I had the eloquence of Victor Davis Hanson, who has addressed these issues. He's eloquent. And we're at a big turning point about the American culture. The popular vote, of course, isn't technically what determines the president.
No, of course not.
It has to do with states. And that's a beautiful design by the founding fathers and the Electoral College, which a lot of people may not understand, but I won't go into it here. But it's a very important part of how you take a representative democracy and republic like we are and balance all the major forces in it. And that even in some centers on the progressives, they want to do away with that because it's inconvenient because they know they can manage votes. But the without getting lost in all those details, it's a really important preservation of the ability of a country of diverse states and colonies to govern itself.
Well, you know, and whoever, if Trump gets the on the recounts and these things happen and he remains as president, I think what we're going to see is another 4 years of hatred. On the other hand, if Joe Biden gets in there, he's facing a tremendous opposition that is pissed. I mean, states and grassroots organizations that are just upset, thinking that, you know, there's like 70% of Republicans think that, you know, this wasn't a fair election.
Actually, he's facing several things. That would be one, which is very important, which actually may solidify the group. And remember, there's a congressional election coming up in less than 2 years from
that's
now.
That's right.
And the call to arms may be there. That's probably not a good way to, but you know what I'm saying, the organization to. And I remember sitting in March of 2009. I was up here helping, covering surgery, and I went down to the bridge, and the first Tea Party.
Oh, yeah, remember that?
Bridge party I had
like
ever been 6, to.
6,000 people
it was,
there.
It was tax day, so it was probably April 15th.
Yeah.
And I was a stranger, and I had just finished a dinner because I think Cool April Nights was coming up or something. Anyway, and I walked down there on my own just to see this bridge, and I was amazed to see this culture and community turnout. Grandfathers holding their kids on their shoulders, and the meeting had just ended, but I watched all these people walk by, and I said, that's a movement I've not seen anywhere. And, of course, it went on to, I think, be a very important determinator of the 2010
it did.
And 12.
And, you know, that's when Newt Gingrich, did a contract with America.
That was actually 1994.
Was that 94? Okay, that's right.
Yeah, and, back in the Clinton era.
But swept Republicans in for in some cases, decades. But
so in my mind, that was the first time the Republicans acted organized, acted in a confrontational stand and stated, this is what I believe for me and my family, and we will make these promises to you. That was important, but that was a change of character, and it got lost somewhere, I feel, but the truth is...
I think so. We just got a couple minutes left, and so, my friends, by the way, the name of that other social media site is Parler.
P-A-R-L-E-R, which
means... P-A-R-L-E-R?
I believe
or
so.
O-R.
No, it's French for to speak.
So it's Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, and a lot of people are switching over from Facebook on that, and in fact, that it's one of the highest used apps, if I believe what I read in the papers.
It is an O. It's an O. I looked it up.
It's new?
It's an O.
Oh,
it is?
Yes.
It is Parler?
P-A-R-L-O-R, and it's another social media platform just like Facebook. And you're getting all types of hits on this thing.
Yeah, I joined it.
Did you join it?
Well, Maria Bartiromo's there, and she has wonderful writings and so forth. It's more like Twitter than Facebook, I'm just getting used to it. But I am looking at it here as P-A-R-L-E-R. That's what they're...
Oh, okay.
Well, it doesn't... Yeah, Mark Levin is there. Here's a post from Mark Levin. And it's P-A-R-L-E-R there, and Mark Levin.
All right, I just looked it up on Google. I didn't actually look at the app.
Okay, P-A-R-L-E-R.
Don't look on Google to find something that's outside their sphere. But, and Dinesh D'Souza posts there.
Okay. And so it's a, so what's going to be the next thing is you'll see Facebook and Zuckerberg will buy Parler. So buy stock in it right now.
I don't pretend to know the structure, but that would not be how it's set up to go at the moment.
No, not the way
it is. It's a free expression, no censoring.
Tomorrow, my friends, we're going to have people in here that have had COVID.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about COVID, the impact it's had on their lives. And in some cases, not a lot. In others, it's been a lot. So that's tomorrow on our show. It is kind of a COVID show.
If I can say, the Johns Hopkins website basically claims there's 10 million people in the United States we call them cases, 10 million cases and rising all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is that's not 10 million infectious people. The only people that are infectious would be the people that have been diagnosed or have a test that we know about. There's people we don't, but the only is in the last 3 weeks. So what you really have is 10 million people and probably 9 million people who've gotten through the disease. They never talk about that.
No.
I mean, within 3 weeks, you either survive the disease.